welcome to the Normalize You podcast. I'm your host, Gabby, and today we are going to be talking about all things dating and diet culture. Man, this is one of my favorite topics to discuss because I think it's really tricky territory to navigate. The dating world is hard because diet culture is so deeply ingrained in today's society, and the quality of individuals that are out there that, you know, are not fully immersed into diet culture and are not obsessed with fitness and food and whatnot is, unfortunately, from what I've seen from my personal experience, there's not that many out there. And I'm not saying that dating is impossible or that finding somebody that is not obsessed with diet culture and food and fitness isn't possible. There's definitely quality people out there. But I've noticed personally from being back on the dating apps recently that it's been really hard to kind of navigate somebody that has the same values as I do. So, for example, a lot of what I've been seeing on the dating apps has been, you should go out with me if the gym is one of your happy places, or you should not go out with me if you're not into food and fitness. You should not leave a comment if you don't take care of your body. Things like that, which are just very superficial and just a little bit like they blow my mind that they're even answers to a lot of these prompts, because whether or not I'm into the gym tells you absolutely nothing about the quality of the type of person I am and the qualities that I bring to the table. Therefore, why would that even be a prompt answer or something that you provide on your profile? That sure as heck tells me a lot about you and what you prioritize. And, you know, I'm not hating on anybody that prioritizes the gym or fitness that much. But I mean, I don't know. You know, does that really tell me that much about the person? Not really. I want to know about your values, your passions, your, you know, if family's important to you. I want to get to know you on a deeper level. So personally, for me, when I fill out my profile, you know, I leave meaningful answers to questions that I actually am interested in others getting to know me more, or me getting to know others better, whatever it may be. So I just don't really understand the purpose of you telling me that you are a gym rat to be beneficial to me in any way as getting to know you. Like, if you're into the gym, that's cool. But like, if you make that your main answer or one of your main prompt answers on your profile, that just, for me, that's a red flag, because there's so much more to life than going to the gym and fitness and quote unquote eating healthy or whatever they answer on these prompts. Like, there's so much more to life than that. And I want to get to know you on a deeper level, and that doesn't really tell me much about you. So I have been reflecting a lot on dating when I was in my eating disorder and dating when I was very entrenched in diet culture, and comparing that to how I feel about dating now and the way that I present myself with, you know, individuals on dating apps, individuals in person, whatnot. And the old Gabby that was very deep in her eating disorder would have been all about finding somebody that was super into fitness, that had a really good looking body, and was very, it was all about the looks for me, because I was so self-conscious and insecure about myself and wanting to be thin that that's what I prioritized. And so I wanted somebody that prioritized that too. And I vividly remember when I used to be on the dating apps, or when I was dating back then with when I had my eating disorder, there were so many things that I would do because of how insecure I was and how nervous I was about people seeing the real me, or, you know, I was very afraid of being raw and vulnerable. So there was really unfortunate behaviors that I engaged in, which were like not eating a lot during the day if I was going to go on a date with somebody so that, you know, I didn't look bloated or my tummy didn't pooch out, eating very little on the dates, ordering the salad or ordering the quote-unquote safe foods when I was out on dates instead of ordering the burger or something else that I actually really enjoyed, because I was so paranoid about what my body looked like throughout the date night and, you know, if I was going to be intimate with that person, whether they were my partner or not, whatever it may be, you know, what my body was going to look like, things like that. Like, it made me so uber paranoid because I was like, this person sees me and is going to be seeing me in my most vulnerable raw self. Like, I need to be presenting myself in like a hot, thin way all the time, quote unquote. And so it was really sad that I engaged in a lot of those behaviors because I was so paranoid and concerned about, well, men will only like me if I'm thin. Men will only think I'm sexy and hot if I'm thin. And if I'm anything but thin, then they're going to leave. They're not going to be interested. And so I made it my goal to be thin in many ways because I thought it's what men wanted and the only way that people would find me attractive. And so that is something that I prioritized a lot in relationships or the dating world, you know, physical appearance. And now where I'm at in my life with, you know, many years of recovery behind my belt and seeing my life in such a completely different way and prioritizing living my life to the fullest and living a fulfilling life rather than being worried about what I look like and what I eat. Wow, the mindset shift. It is just crazy to think about it, to reflect on it, and to vocalize it to you guys because now I don't care. Like, yes, physical attraction is important. So definitely having a little, you know, some of that at the beginning, that's human nature for everybody. But it is not the main factor or characteristic that I care about in the dating world. I care about your values. I care about whether your family's important to you. I care about whether you're looking for a genuine, meaningful connection with me, whether you, what you want in your future. And I care about the deep stuff, the stuff that matters, you know, and now for me, red flags are if you're super into like way too obsessed with fitness or if you're like really into like meal prepping and way too obsessed with food, like that is just for me personally, that is not something that I want in a partner. And it's really not even that it's triggering, which is interesting because I would have thought, oh, well, that's triggering for me. It's really not that it's triggering. It's just annoying. Like I've been there, done that. And that was an obsessed world that I really am so happy that I'm not in anymore. And I don't want to be with somebody that is obsessed with those types of things. I don't want to go to dinner and it be a problem because we can't order dessert because you're on a diet or you're prepping for something, or, you know, I don't want it to be an issue of like, you didn't get in X amount of workouts during the week. Like I don't want it to intervene with our relationship. And unfortunately, when people are super entrenched into fitness and food, then 9 times out of 10, it does end up interfering with their relationships with other people or what they're able to do or what they're able to experience, things like that. So now my values have shifted significantly and just, I feel like the quality of people that I come across when I have that lens with regards to focusing on values is so much different. It's a lot harder to find, that's for sure. It's really sad. But with the dating apps, something that I found is that when I have this shift in my mindset and that I'm looking for actually something genuine and deep and significant, it's a lot harder to find versus before when I was kind of in that superficial level of searching for somebody and all I cared about were the superficial things, it was a lot easier to find somebody because unfortunately, I'm not hating on dating apps. I'm on them, you know, so please don't think I'm like criticizing them. And I'm not saying everybody on a dating app stinks, but there is a lot of superficiality on dating apps, unfortunately. There has been at least recently. And so it's just crazy what you attract when your mindset shifts and the type of people that you find yourself surrounded by and the type of people that are attracted to your energy when you're in a more positive space with your body and your relationship with food and just your overall well-being and yourself as a whole versus when you're in a not so great place with your mental health and your physical well-being. So I'm curious with y'all, if what have you experienced in the dating world and diet culture and if it's been deeply entrenched for you and if it's been something that has really interfered with your dating world, because I can tell y'all that for me in the past, it was something that interfered a lot. And for me now, it's something that's still entrenched with a lot of people that I come across on their profiles, but I know better now to just swipe left. It's like, nope, I'm not interested in this because it doesn't align with my values, right? But man, it's just crazy how diet culture is everywhere with dating. It's like I've, you know, I don't know, in the past year and a half or so, I've only been on a few dates and almost all of them were FaceTime dates because I wanted to practice safe social distancing and whatnot being in quarantine. And it's like, man, dude, like I've been so upfront. It's funny because I find myself being very transparent and just let's get to the point with a lot of things and a lot of conversations I've been having with people recently, which I've always been a pretty transparent, blunt person, but not so much with food, body conversation, and diet culture. Obviously not until recently, because it's what I'm pursuing and what I'm passionate about. But I remember going on a date with somebody and they started telling me about their workout regimen and like their meal prepping. And it was like one of the first things they brought up in conversation. And I was like, what the heck, dude? I was just thinking to myself, like, I don't care. Like, I do not care whether you went to the gym today or you didn't, or you meal prepped or you didn't, or what you meal. Like, I just do not care. Like, why are you telling me this? You know? And I've put on my profile that I'm, you know, pretty anti-diet culture. I put that I have a body positivity blog. So I put that out there in the open. So it's like known, you know, but I don't think a lot of people understand what that means. And I don't think people read into it too much. And so anyways, back to this date, I was just like, kind of just like nodding my head. And this individual was like, yeah, so I eat really well during the week. And then I kind of just like go crazy on the weekends. And I was like, oh man, you are just setting yourself up in a trap, because I'm about to be a therapist. This is what I study. This is what I love. Oof, boy, you did not put yourself in a very good place. So I was like, wow, that doesn't sound like very balanced or healthy. And he was like, no, like it's very healthy. You know, I eat really good during the week. And then like, you know, I just kind of go crazy on the weekends, eat whatever I want. And then like, make sure to be good during the week. And I was like, oh man, classic binge restrict cycle. This is not great, is what I was thinking. I definitely didn't say this out loud, but I said, that's interesting. Like, I'm curious as to like why you just don't eat balanced and kind of eat whatever you want and nourish your body in a respectful manner, like throughout the whole week. Like, why does it have to be all or nothing, black or white thinking, you know? And he started getting a little defensive, and I think a little bit like taken aback that I was actually asking these questions. And I said, look, I'm not judging or critiquing, you know, the way that you approach what you eat and how you work out and like what you do. I'm just curious because it is something that I'm very passionate about discussing and, you know, very passionate about studying about. And I was very open with him, and I told him that I had an eating disorder and I was super obsessed and I had the binge restrict cycle. And a little bit after our conversation, like kind of into that topic, he just point blank is like, wait, do I have an eating disorder? And I was like, thinking to myself, I'm not going to answer that question because it is unethical for me to diagnose you. That's unethical and like illegal in the therapy world. That is not allowed. And I wasn't even a licensed therapist at that point. And so I literally just responded. I was like, oh my God, did I make this guy feel really bad? I was like, oh my gosh, I'm really sorry if I like made you feel a certain way. That was definitely not my intent. And I have no idea. It's really unethical for me to diagnose you. I would never diagnose you. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm not going to answer that question. But all I can say is that, I don't know, maybe exploring your relationship with food might be something you should look into. And so I was like, oh my God, did this just turn into like a therapy session? Like, what is happening? This is supposed to be a date. What the heck? This just took a wrong turn. Anyways, we kind of laughed it off. I mean, I was just like, well, this is quite the night, folks. But anyways, after that conversation, I was just like, yeah, no, what is up? Like, this is not a cool, like, it just wasn't the quality of conversation I was hoping for. Very nice guy. Second date did not happen after that. You know, really nice guy. It sounded like he didn't really know what he wanted and our values didn't align very much. So that was that. But man, it's crazy because that is not the first time I've had a similar conversation with somebody through a dating app or had any sort of conversation with regards about food and body and working out that has been so polar, like black and white, so opposite. What's the word I'm trying to say? Has been so kind of like one-sided in their thinking. And so I've kind of brought that balanced and like gray area thinking and the balanced approach. And so it's just been really interesting because I think a lot of people don't expect it and are just kind of like, oh, what are you talking about? I didn't know you could eat balanced and intuitively eat and it not be like a whole diet thing. So it's been very funny and very eye-opening, I think, being out in the dating world when you're against diet culture and you know what your values are and you know what you want. So I want to hear about your stories. I want y'all to tell me, I want you to you know, message me on Instagram or email me and tell me about your dating and diet culture stories, because I'm sure people have had plenty of them. And I also want to remind you that it is important to vocalize your needs, to vocalize your expectations in anything that you pursue romantic relationship-wise. I used to be so afraid of saying what I wanted and vocalizing what I wanted and telling people straight up, this is what I'm looking for, because I was too scared of coming off as quote unquote crazy or quote unquote aggressive. And the reality is, that's all BS. There's nothing wrong with vocalizing what you want. To me, that's like, that's a person that knows what they want and they're not afraid to share that with somebody. That's not being aggressive. That's not being crazy. You just know what you want. You shouldn't fault yourself for that. You shouldn't, you know, feel insecure about that. Like, good for you that you know what you want. There's a lot of people that don't know what they want, and that's okay too. But I feel like there's just this negative association with somebody that knows what they want. They come off as too much or like intense, and that's not true. I don't want you to think that way. I don't want you to have that narrative of like, I can't vocalize what I want and what my expectations are because I'll come off as too intense and I'll shoo away a guy, or I'll shoo away a girl, or I'll shoo away a person. You know, I don't want you to have that mentality. Stay firm in who you are, vocalize your boundaries, vocalize your needs and your expectations in a relationship, because that is going to cut out all the BS in between. That is going to tell that person, this is what this person is looking for, and you'll find out pretty soon whether y'all are a good match or not and whether you guys are on the same page. There's no point in lying and putting up a front and acting like the quote-unquote, which I used to do all the time, the quote-unquote cool girl, laid back. I don't know what I like. I'm chill. I'm open. I'll just go with the flow. It's like, no. I used to do that all the time. And then 9 times out of 10, I ended up getting hurt because I ended up getting involved with people that had no idea what they wanted, and they didn't want a relationship, which is what I wanted, but I never vocalized. So don't waste your time. Don't do that. Like, if you know what you want, say it. Say it with all the pride in the world, and just say it in an open, kind way. Like, there's a way to go about saying what you want without it coming off intense, you know, or aggressive. You know, one thing is saying like, oh, I want a relationship, and if you're not interested in that, then like, peace. You know, that's aggressive. But like, hey, what are you looking for in this app? You know, and they ask you and you tell them, yeah, I'm looking for a genuine connection to see if it develops into a relationship. I'm at a place in my life where, you know, I really know what I want. There is nothing wrong with that. For me, that tells me that person is confident. That person knows what they want. That person is not afraid to vocalize their expectations and their purpose for being on this app or for being on the dating scene, period. Like, that is bomb. I want that, you know? And so please don't hesitate to speak your mind. Like, that is the whole point of dating. If you are wanting a relationship, you should tell the person that's what you want. And if they don't want that, cool. Thank you. Next. As Ariana Grande would say, bye-bye. It's cool. Not a big deal. No hard feelings. That's why we move on to the next person. So yeah, that's just my big overall message to you, is if you know what you want and you're setting your values, go after what you want, go in with your whole heart, and look for the deeper meaning in people. Don't stick to the superficial stuff. Don't let diet culture creep in. And also, don't be afraid to vocalize what you want, because I think at the end of the day, you will have a much more pleasant experience in the dating world, in the dating scene, in dating apps, if you go into it knowing what you want. And look, knowing what you want, and you don't have to have insane expectations, right? Dating apps are hard. If you're on dating apps like I am, they're hard. You know, a lot of the times it's easy to go in with all these expectations. Like, oh yeah, I want this person to act this way and to respond that way and to want this out of this and want a relationship, whatever. And then you get really sad because that doesn't happen, or they fail to meet those expectations. So there's nothing wrong with going to the dating apps and knowing what you want, but also not having super high expectations. Like, going into it and being like, I want a relationship out of this, but I know that it's going to take time. I know that I have to be patient, and I know I'm going to have to comb through a lot of people to figure out somebody that has the same values and wants the same things as me, right? So not going into it and being like, every person I interact with is going to want exactly what I want, because that's just unrealistic. So I think setting reasonable expectations, but then also going into it with the mindset of knowing what you want, is a perfect balanced way to approach dating apps, in my opinion. Now, and I also want to emphasize, like, if you know what you want and that is you don't want anything serious, you kind of just want to explore, whatever, that's awesome too. Like, that's knowing what you want. There's nothing wrong with that either. And so I just think it's very important because it saves you a lot of time in the dating world. And I also think it allows you to put your best foot forward, and it saves a lot of time, like I said. So I hope listening to this episode helped you reflect on dating and diet culture and how deeply entrenched those can be and how it is possible to not have them be in the same realm. Dating and diet culture don't have to be intertwined if you don't want them to be. If you speak your mind at the beginning, if you're very vocal about like, hey, I'm pretty anti-diet culture. I struggled with this. You don't even have to say you struggled, you know, if you don't want to. Say like, I'm pretty anti-diet culture. This is not really something that's important to me. How do you feel about it? Like, open up the conversation. Don't be shy about it. Like, if it is a, if that is a value of yours, for me, that's a value. Like, I'm anti-diet culture. I'm pro-intuitive eating and health at every size. I want somebody that understands those concepts and is open to learning about them and is also like not obsessed with food and fitness, right? And there's people like that out there, plenty of people. But if you don't vocalize that from the beginning, you're going to enter a relationship or some sort of partnership with somebody that those things start getting dropped in, and then you're already in the game, and then you're like, oh, hey, by the way, this is not cool. Like, I'm not into this. And then you find out that maybe that's a big value of them, of theirs, right? So yeah. And also know that dating is hard and it takes time, and you will find your person. If you're out there and you're feeling a little lonely, I'm right there with you. The pandemic has made me feel a little lonely. I have not dated anybody in over a year. It's been a long time. Your girl's ready to get out on the dating scene, but I'm also trying to be very cautious with the COVID and, you know, respectful of social distancing and whatnot. But just know that your person is out there. You will find your person. It just takes time, and you have to be very patient with yourself in the process and know that it has nothing to do with you. If it is taking more time than you intended, it has nothing to do with you and your worth, what you look like, and your body. It has nothing to do with that. Because the right person, the person for you, is going to be the person that loves you and cares about you for who you are on the inside and not what you look like. And personally, I feel like that should be almost everybody's goal, is finding somebody that loves them and cares about them for who they are at their core and for the, what their soul, for their soul and for the values that they have and who they are as a whole person rather than what they look like, right? Because beauty and looks are fading, but who we are at the core is never changing and is eternal. And that's what matters most. So I want to end the episode with my little reminder that you are more than a body. You are worthy at any and every size, and that your worth does not stem from your physical appearance, because it is all about normalizing who we are as a whole and knowing that who we are at our core and our spirit and our essence is what matters most and is what people are attracted to and is why people love us. And that has nothing to do with what we look like. So I love you all. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. And I hope that you find a lot of validation and resonate with this episode.